So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So I care for women and their families on usually what is considered the happiest day of their life. Well, one of the happiest days anyway. I'm a registered nurse and I work in labor and delivery. However, some of these days don't end so happy. And these are the days that I'm not really asked about. The times where mom and dad go home empty-handed, or in one case that I've seen where dad and baby have gone home without the mom. And even in those situations, I had, you know, feelings of sadness or being distraught or sometimes even being angry. I never really got emotional. And so, you know, my job is just really kind of doing what needed to be done. Some of the things that, you know, the families weren't able to do at that time. And, you know, on top of what was usually like my nursing duties, caring for the patient and things like that, it's handling, cleaning, and dressing a lifeless baby. Taking pictures. And creating mementos for those families by taking their handprints and footprints and sometimes pictures. And helping those families prepare to set up final arrangements for a little life that never really got to live. It wasn't until one evening I came into work and I went to the charge nurse and I went to get my assignment, and I said, hey, what's going on over there in room one? There's like this crowd of people. And if you've been in hospitals, normally there's not a crowd of people in hallways. We tell everybody to clear out. And she just looked at me with these big eyes, and she said, you know, that's going to be your assignment. It's one-on-one, and it's just going to be you and the patient all night long. And I looked at her and I was like, oh, okay. Well, I saw people crying. Is it a demise? You know, is the baby gone? And she looked at me and she just goes, not yet. And I looked at her and I was like, okay. And it took me a moment. I was like, what does she mean by not yet? And then it dawned on me that the baby was still alive, just not expected to make it. And through just that process, it's kind of like, okay. I sat there, and she was giving me a report, and she goes, okay. And Cece, she's 21 years old, it's first pregnancy, she's 21 weeks, and she's in premature labor. Okay, the doctor's been notified. I checked her. Her cervix is 6 centimeters dilated. And the doctor said, her labor's too far along. We're not able to stop it at this point. So she's just going to labor until she delivers. And at 21 weeks, babies aren't usually considered viable. So we walk into the room, and there it is, this heartbeat on the monitor, this strong, normal fetal heart rate that you hear in any labor and delivery room if you go in and you and someone's pregnant and they're going to have a baby. And it wasn't until that moment, and I realized that I thought I had this in the bag, like my job. Like I could do fetal demises, I can do, you know, deaths or whatever. And it came to me, and the only reason why I was able to do it before was because when I got report from the previous nurse, everyone in the room already knew. The baby was gone. It was done. The expectation was already there. I had never gotten an assignment like this before, where the baby was still alive, and this family had so much hope. It was the only way that I had able to be able to get through it. I was able to have it in a little box with the skills of the tone and the voice and words to say. But as soon as she told me that, it was gone. And then when we walked into the room and we heard that heartbeat, this wave of fear just came over me. I had no idea what to do. I had no idea how to handle myself, what to say to this family. Because, yeah, the baby's still there. It was just hard. And then also when we're walking into the room, Mom is with her head down and her feet above her legs in this inverted position, hoping that gravity will just kind of help keep baby in. So when I was done getting report and I walked out of the room, nobody was optimistic. None of the medical staff, the doctor, the neonatologist, the experienced nurses on the floor, nobody. Nobody had an expectation that this baby would survive. I was told that the neonatologist had already come and talked to the family to prepare them, that if the baby was born alive, that only comfort measures would be provided. But then I'd walk back into the room, and the grandmother would say things like, "Oh my gosh, her heartbeat is so strong." And she would look at me, she goes, "Right? It's really strong." And I just kind of looked at her. Okay, yeah, it is. And then I'd look at Mom, and everybody was there, crying, walking in and out of the room. And I just thought back to when I was 21 and I was pregnant with my first daughter. And I couldn't imagine how she was feeling. I watched her and helped her as her labor progressed, comforted her during her contractions. And then it just got to a point where I gave the doctor an update and he said, you know, if her pain is getting to be too much, you know, it's most likely that she's dilating some more, and to try to offer her an epidural. Eventually, the pain did become too much for her, and she accepted an epidural and asked for it. Sorry. So she got the epidural, and the doctor told me to change her position, to have her lying in a normal position, put her feet down, have her laying, you know, flat or with her head up. And then a few hours later, her water broke and the baby's cord fell through. It was prolapsed. And in the room, there was silence. There was no more heartbeat on the monitor. Everyone was just quiet. The doctor came, did an ultrasound to confirm that the baby was gone. There was no flicker on the screen. There was no heartbeat beating. And through teary eyes, and when I know that my nose is turning red, I helped and coached Mom to push as the doctor and her tried to deliver that baby. But she had not dilated enough as the baby was laying sideways versus head down or feet down. So their worst nightmare had come true, this family. Their baby was gone, which just a few minutes before was there. Their nightmare now was just extended because now she just has to wait to deliver. The doctor was able to give her some medicine to help her dilate more, which is what he wasn't able to do when the baby had a heart rate. I sat there and I cleaned her. I cleaned Cece, changed her sheets, changed the pad, got her a different gown. And now we just wait. I had been in that room all night long. I had not stepped out at all. So after maybe 2 or 3 hours, I finally stepped out just to grab a drink of water. And the minute I stepped out of that room, the grandmother came out for me, and she says she's feeling a lot of pressure and something down there. I ran back into the room, I lifted the sheets, and the baby was halfway out. I called out for the doctor to come because he stayed overnight waiting for her to deliver. And through all of the sobbing and the crying that was happening in the room, I caught a little baby girl. And the doctor walked in right as she delivered. The doctor consoled her while I cut the baby's cord and wrapped the baby in a blanket to whisk her away to clean her and wrap her up. And I was crying. My face was red. Tears were running down my face. And the doctor just put his hands on my shoulder and he goes, maybe it's time for you to take a vacation. And at that point, I just kind of helped Cece get cleaned up again for a second time that same evening, change her sheets, change her gown. And this time I handed her her baby girl. I went home that morning and I had felt so much guilt. My heart was so heavy. I would cry in the shower. I would fold laundry and I'd start crying. I would just cry, just thinking, is there something I could have done differently? Was it when I changed her position? I would just cry. I thought about them for days, and I still think about them to this day. But when I went back to work the next day, I was consoled by the same nurse and the doctor who had given me report that day. And they said, unfortunately, the outcome would have been the same, whether or not the baby was born alive, breathing, with a heart rate. The baby would have passed away. And it's just part of our job that sucks the most. And we just couldn't do anything about it. Thank you.